Tomorrow night here in Washington, D.C., comedian Roy Wood Jr. has one of his biggest gigs. The stand-up comic and correspondent for The Daily Show hosts the White House Correspondents' Dinner. For those invited, the humble brag is this is the nerd prom. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans talked to Wood about his career.
When I visited Roy Wood Jr. at The Daily Show studios in Midtown Manhattan, it was his second night guest hosting the program, and the comedy news gods brought a massive gift. Donald Trump was arrested and arraigned that afternoon.
Look at how sad Trump looks. Like somebody told him his dog died or that Mike Pence is still alive.
And a guy pretty well known to Daily Show audiences decided to stop by and say hi, even though Wood pretended not to know who he was.
I'm John. Stewart. I used to work here when the budget wasn't as big.
Sitting in his office after the show ended, Wood admitted Jon Stewart's visit felt a little like a stamp of approval, the only guest host Stewart's visited since his successor Trevor Noah left last year.
A little weird being with him in the writer's room and trying to suggest lines to Jon Stewart. He's like, well, right here, should I say this? I don't know, man, you Jon Stewart, say what you want.
Wood's star seems on the rise these days, and not just because he's guest hosting the show where he's been a correspondent for more than 7 years. From a choice supporting role in the last Fletch movie, to his next gig hosting the White House Correspondents' Dinner, he's come a long way from his early days in stand-up when he rode the bus to shows before he owned a car. Wood seems a strong contender to nab the host chair permanently, name-checked by luminaries such as Late Show host and Daily Show alum Stephen Colbert. According to figures from Nielsen and Comedy Central, the TV ratings agree. Wood had the second most watched week among the first 11 guest hosts. Only Al Franken did better. But Jennifer Flans, executive producer and showrunner for The Daily Show, wouldn't talk about Wood's chances of getting the job, even when I asked her directly.
It seems like a lot of fans think that Roy is the natural heir. And I know you love all your children the same.
Like, there are 4 kids in my family, and my parents used to say it to us, and I never believed them. I was like, you definitely like David. This is the first time I've been like, actually, I get it. You do. You love all your children the same. They're all so talented.
But there's someone else who thinks Wood would be perfect as a permanent host of The Daily Show. The guy who last had the job, Trevor Noah.
I can't think of anyone more deserving, both in talent and in character, to host the show than Roy Wood Jr.
Wood was among the first correspondents Noah hired when he succeeded Stewart in 2015, praising his unique comedy style. Consider this moment from Wood's very first Daily Show field piece, appearing with Jordan Klepper to ask a question of the police chief in Madison, Wisconsin.
Are all police biased?
Yes.
Got him.
Got him?
You said it.
Who are you calling?
Black people.
You're calling black people?
Yes.
Let me get that number.
Yeah, I'm in Wisconsin. White dude. Just said it.
Or this from his 2017 stand-up special, Father Figure, where he takes a sentiment you might expect him to agree with, that the Confederate flag should be banned, and turns it on its head.
But if we get rid of the Confederate flag, how am I gonna know who the dangerous white people are? Stopping for gas at a strange place at 2 a.m, you see that flag hanging from the window, you know this is not the place to get gas.
It's really difficult to step into any space that requires some sort of insight, find a way to process your thoughts, but also find a way to not alienate anyone in the audience while still being honest and authentic. And I think that's what Roy is really good at doing.
That's a result of Wood's start in comedy about 25 years ago while studying broadcast journalism at Florida A&M University. His father, Roy Wood Sr., was a pioneering radio journalist who covered the civil rights movement, but the younger Wood wanted a different path. He started working as a stand-up comic in college, and by the time he graduated, he was regularly working stages from Orlando to Wichita, driving back in time to appear on a morning radio show. Wood excels at cracking jokes even people who don't agree with him might find funny, like this Daily Show bit that Wood did on how white supremacists rioting in Charlottesville are just making it tougher for Donald Trump to help them.
Donald Trump's already given white supremacists pretty much everything they want. He's building the wall. He's banning Muslims. He's taking away black people's voting rights. He blocked Tyler Perry from dropping any new Madea movies.
Wait, is that true?
I mean, I hadn't seen one come out in like 3 weeks, so it's got to be Trump.
Some critics have suggested the late-night genre is fading away, citing falling ratings and the departure of stars like Noah. Daily Show executive producer Flans doesn't agree.
I think we are very lucky to live somewhere where you can say whatever you want about the leadership and laugh about things that might be scary. And I think that it would be a huge mistake to not revive late night.
Wood feels the same, though he hates the idea of keeping guest hosts on the show permanently, like Saturday Night Live.
If there is a mass shooting tomorrow, we have to talk about it. And I'm not sure if having a guest host in that particular week is the strongest possible choice for offering catharsis to the viewers.
Wood seems uniquely positioned to help guide The Daily Show into a new future as its next permanent host. Another example in his life where hard work and earnest effort have put him in the right place at the right time. I'm Eric Deggans.